Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Bear in Love. And this is by Sam Lohman. And we are reading love stories because, well, Valentine's Day is upon us. And there's lots of different kinds of love that we can talk about. Mommy and daddy love, mommy with their kiddo love, daddy with their kiddo love, grandma, grandpa love, just the list.
Chicken love.
There's so much. And so today the story is about bear love. Bears can love. Let's find out how. Are you ready? Say, yes, mommy, I'm totes ready. Okay. Cool.
Names.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Our names. My name is Mommy, and I'm reading the story with... What's your name? Think about it. You need me to come back to you, or do you want to say it now? I'll come back to you. I can see that you're thinking. So you think about it and I'll come back to you. You ready? Okay, Bear in Love. Here we go. Bear loves Squirrel. I can see why. She looks pretty cool. He picks the most beautiful flowers he can find to bring to Squirrel's house. But Bear is shy. He leaves them by the door and quickly runs away. Well, now how is she going to know that he loves her if he doesn't say it? This is a good question.
Gosh, what lovely flowers,
Squirrel says when she finds the bouquet. And there's a card attached.
I think you're sweet,
it says. That's all. There's no name. Uh-oh. Bear waits at home.
Will Squirrel come by and thank me for the flowers?
He wonders. But Squirrel doesn't show up.
Maybe she doesn't like flowers,
Bear thinks. Perhaps she likes cookies better. Although, I feel like I see what the problem is. Do you know what the problem is?
He didn't put a name.
He didn't sign it. So she doesn't know who thinks she's sweet. Oh, boy. That's hard. Bear makes a batch of acorn cookies. And leaves them by Squirrel's door. He is still too shy to say hello. So he leaves the cookies and quickly runs away. Oh, Bear. Ugh, I wish we could talk to him and tell him.
What a delicious smell,
Squirrel says. She looks outside.
Cookies? How sweet,
Squirrel thinks. Who has made them for her? Uh-oh. Squirrel decides to take a walk in the woods. Maybe she can find her secret admirer. In the meantime, Bear decides to make Squirrel a present. He carves a squirrel out of wood and sneaks it to Squirrel's house. Squirrel finds the present and reads the note.
For my sweet squirrel.
But let me guess. Do you think he signed it? Oh, no. It says,
again, no name. Who is bringing me all these gifts?
Squirrel wonders. Oh, this is a tough one.
Just sign it.
I know. Is it owl? Is it rabbit? Or perhaps badger? No, none of them is so thoughtful. But then who might it be?
Bear.
Bear has another idea.
I know, he says. I'll bring her my kite.
Bear ties a ribbon with small hearts onto the kite and hurries to Squirrel's house. This time, he's feeling brave. He decides to knock on the door. But suddenly... the wind starts blowing. Bear is lifted into the air. Just like that. Higher and higher until he's stuck in the tree right above Squirrel's door. Thud! Squirrel hears a noise and opens the door. She sees a beautiful kite hanging from the tree, and there's something attached to it. Is it another card?
No. It's Bear.
Squirrel laughs.
What are you doing up there?
She asks as she helps Bear down.
I wanted to give you this kite,
Bear tells Squirrel,
but I got all tangled up.
And then Squirrel realizes that it was Bear all along. Bear brought her flowers. Bear baked her cookies. Bear made her a present. Bear loves her. And now it's Squirrel's turn to give something to Bear. She gives him a big hug. And I think that is a fine thing to have when you are friends with someone and you care about them with all your heart and you really truly love them. To give a present is a nice thing to do. It's one of the ways that you can say I love you to someone. To give them a hug, that's another way that you can say I love you to someone. Can you think of another good way to say I love you to someone? Maybe to say nice words to them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's lots of different ways. But that, my friend, is how you say it in bear language. And it is also... ready?
The end.
The end.